牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。”他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Took a flock to pasture them in the hills of Bethlehem. Idem, idem, tididem, idem, idem, tididem. Suddenly an angel cried, Let us go in haste at night. Idem, idem, tididem, idem, idem, tididem. Hurry came the shining word, Go and worship Christ the Lord. Idem, idem, tididem, idem, idem, tididem. There he lies in manger stall, Wrapped as other babies all. Idem, idem, tididem, idem, idem, tididem. Mary rocks in Joseph's seat, Welcome to the King of Kings. Idem, idem, tididem, idem, idem, tididem.
Thank you. given for God to the world. It is like a fugitive light in the darkness. It breaks up the darkness of hopelessness and gives the world hope. The third one is
Give us the opportunity to come here to share, encourage, and meet everybody during this Christmas season. And I hope all are well with you. And today we are going to bring, the theme is Blessed Are the Poor in Spirit. The choir used two stories. The first story you have heard repeat and repeat over again is about the shepherd in the field and the angels and all that. And then the second story is about general in Old Testament, Naaman. That story we were gonna present it later on, like a silent movie type of thing. So I hope you will enjoy it. I'm not gonna read the Bible again for the shepherd because we just heard it. And but one thing though, we can imagine those shepherds. They had a hard life. Everybody sleep in a warm hole, in a warm bed during the night, but they had to stay in the field because of the living that they had. And then another thing we can imagine, because all the Jews, all the Israelites, back then they have heard about the Messiah will come as a babe. This story has been passing through generation after generations. But now, all of a sudden, they saw the angel came, and then they sing praises. Well, they were shocked. They were terribly frightened. But then the angel told them, don't be afraid. And then told them about the babe, Jesus, the Savior, was born in Bethlehem. So after the angel left, And they talk to each other. Wow, this is it. Let us go. Let us go take a look. Now, let us think about ourselves today. We've been in the church many, many times, and a lot of us here came years after years. But I don't know about your heart. Is your heart ready for Lord Jesus? Have you accepted him as your Savior? Maybe this year is the year that you go, just like the shepherd, go to Bethlehem, take a look and believe, and then say glory to the Lord, and then they spread the good news to their friends. Maybe we should do it now, because life is really short. And you have heard the news Friday in Connecticut, there was a shooting, there was a massacre. I have four nieces, age range from 3 to 10. When I read the news, I was heartbroken. As a grand aunt, when I heard about their little life, it's so precious, and all of a sudden they're gone. And I can imagine the parents and the grandparents. But I cannot help but ask why. But I know God doesn't owe me an explanation. Because the world, the evil is always here. And then that evil really should bring you closer to the Lord. God doesn't owe us an explanation. But even though he doesn't owe us anything, he has given you everything. He gave you his only son, died on the cross for us. And Jesus Christ is our Savior. He gave you the gift of eternal life. He gave you the promise of being together with him forever. These are the greatest gift in this during this Christmas. Remind us. So accept him as your own Savior. Today we might act like we are the angels singing praises and remind you Jesus was born and he will come again. So hope that you will remember this story, the shepherd, and hope that you'll humble your heart and accept Christ as your Savior today, okay? Now we're going to present this little... Oh, yeah. We have Chinese, too. Okay. But we are going to have a silent movie.
感谢神给我们这样的机会，也谢谢教会的爱心哈，让我们可以有这样的机会来这里和大家见面，来和大家分享上帝的爱，上帝给我们人各样的福气。上帝给我们人有许多样的福气，但是今天呢，我们就着重在其中的一点上面啊。在圣经新约马太福音第五章那里，主耶稣他说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。” 天国是他们的，天国是我们的，你想这是多么好的一个福气。我相信也是很多人都向往要得到的这样一个福气哈。那么这个福气就表示我们可以进入天国，我们可以得着永生，可以有永远的生命。那么这个福气我们要怎么样才可以得到呢？在同样是新约圣经约翰一书第五章那里说，神赐给我们永生，这永生是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。 人有了神的儿子，就有生命；没有神的儿子，就没有生命。所以这里告诉我们，永生是神救恩的结果。那么今天我们透过两个故事来向大家更多的来说明，虚心的人有福了这一点。那么刚才大家已经听到读经，读到了在路加福音那边讲到的有关这些牧羊人他们的事情哈。那么从这个牧羊人他们的身上呢，我们同样就可以学习到几点。 找到救主，可以得着救恩的这样的一个步骤。第一个步骤就是我们要先相信有一位救主。我想在座的您可能会说，可能很多人是来教会很多年的，说我是已经信主的，啊，我这个来教会这么多年，听到听了这么多年，我当然啊，我是个基督徒。但是其实我们发现并不是这样。 很多人在教会很多年，但是他们，你真的问他们的时候，他们可能并不相信神的存在。但是我们想想，如果没有一位造我们、爱我们的神，这救恩是要从哪里来呢？谁又能够给我们救恩呢？刚才这些牧羊人， 他们和其他的以色列人一样，他们因为相信有一位救主要来，所以他们就多年来一直等候这位救主耶稣的降临。然后他们听见天使对他们说的话，天使对他们说的话就是印证了他们多年来所盼望的。然后这些牧羊人，他们不只是相信，他们还有行动。他们的行动呢，就是按照天使说的，他们到伯利恒去寻找耶稣基督，去寻找耶稣基督这一位真的救主。我想现在在这个世上，很多机会大家都可以听到很多人声称他们是救主的，但是我相信你也不可否认，真的就是只有一样，对不对？所以到底哪一位是真的？怎么样可以寻找到这一位真的救主耶稣基督呢？或许我们应该学习像这些牧羊人一样，他们就是按照神的话，他们就是从圣经里面去寻求真的救主。然后主耶稣给我们一个应许，他说如果我们真心谦卑的来寻求他，就必能够寻见。这也是圣经里面告诉我们的话。然后这些牧羊人有没有找到了耶稣基督这位救主呢？有，对不对？他们在马槽里面果真看见了救主耶稣基督，就为他们诞生在那个卑微的马槽里面。他们看见了，然后怎么样？他们是转身就走了吗？不，他们就相信了，他们就信了这位真的救主耶稣基督，并且他们归荣耀给神，赞美神。所以如果你要得到救恩，你要得到永生，这是特别重要的一点，而且是决定性关键的一点，就是你要相信并且接受耶稣基督做你的救主。在约翰福音第三章十六节这里，我想很多人都听见很熟会背的这段经文，就告诉我们这个真理。他说叫一切信他的，也就是接受神儿子耶稣基督的人呢，不至灭亡，反得永生。所以听众朋友，对不起，我是做广播的，对不起。所以朋友们，所以朋友，如果你要得到神的拯救，你要得到神所给的永生，那么这一步是绝对要做的，就是你要相信耶稣，你要接受耶稣做你的救主。好，这就是我们和各位所分享的第一个故事，有关于牧羊人的故事。那么接下来呢，我们要分享第二个故事。那么这一个故事，我们现在等一下会有这个戏剧的方式演出哈，但是我们现在先请我们先用中文来把这段经文读一下。
我们今天会为大家带来乃曼和以利沙的故事。这个故事是记载在列王记下第五章。亚兰王的元帅乃曼，在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对主母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。乃曼进去告诉他主人说，以色列国的女子如此如此说，亚兰王说你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。于是乃曼带银子十他连得，金子六千舍客勒，衣裳十套，就去了，且带信给以色列王，信上说，我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到这信就要治好他的大麻风。以色列王看了信，就撕裂衣服说，我岂是神，能使人死使人活呢？这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风，你们看一看，这人何以寻隙攻击我呢？神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服，就打发人去见王说，你为什么撕了衣服呢？可使那人到我这里来，他就知道以色列中有先知了。 于是乃曼带着车马到了伊丽莎的家，站在门前。伊丽莎打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原，而得洁净。”乃曼却发怒走了，说：“我想他必出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手，治好这大麻风。”大马色的河、亚巴拿和法尔法，岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴，不得洁净吗？于是气纷纷地转身去了。他的仆人进前来对他说：“我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？”于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：“如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你收点仆人的礼物。”伊丽莎说：“我指着所侍奉永生的耶和华起誓，我必不受。”乃曼再三地求他，他却不受。乃曼说：“你若不肯受，请将两骡子驮的土赐给仆人。从今以后，仆人必不再将燔祭或平安祭献与别神，只献给耶和华。”伊丽莎对他说：“你可以平平安安地回去。”接下来我们会用英文为大家演出这一段句。
2 Kings 5, 1 through 19. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. Also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." And Naaman went in and told his master. Saying, thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel. Then the king of Syria said, go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel. Which said, now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy. And it happened when the king of Israel read the letter that he tore his clothes. And said, am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me. So it was, when Elisha the man of God heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king. Saying, why have you torn your clothes? Please, let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him. Saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. But Naaman became furious. went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came and stood before him. And he said, "Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now therefore, please take a gift from your servant." But he said, "As the Lord lives, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing." And he urged him to take it, but he refused. So Naaman said, "Then if not, please let your servant be given 2 mule loads of earth, for your servant will no longer offer either burnt offering or sacrifice to other gods but to the Lord." Then Elisha said to him, "Go in peace."
感谢你们教会给我们诗班 有机会来跟你们庆祝这个圣诞的贵节。我们刚刚看到乃曼的故事，这故事是记载在列王记下第5章。乃曼他本身是一个有权势有能力的人，因为他是阿兰王的元帅，他本身也是一个很骄傲的人，因为他习惯了发号施令而不是去听从他人的命令。但是他得了这个大麻风，而大麻风却是一种非常可怕的病，它可以使一个人做成永久性的损害。乃曼他很渴望能够得到医治，当他听到一个侍女告诉他在以色列国有一位先知可以治好他的大麻风， 他马上去求阿兰王，允许他到以色列国去寻找这一位先知。当他找到了先知以利沙，他还以为以利沙必定行一个大的神迹来治好他的大麻风。但是当以利沙只是很简单的告诉他，你去到约旦河那里去清洗七次就可以了，乃曼就发大怒。当他正准备离开回到自己的国家的时候，他的仆人提醒他，你既然已经来了，为什么不试试看？感谢神，乃曼愿意谦卑来顺服神，因此不单止他的大麻风得到医治，他还经历到神的大能。最重要的是，他还认识了这一位全能的神，一位不单只能够医治他的大麻风，还可以赐给他永生。亲爱的朋友们，乃曼的大麻风是一种很可怕的病，是一种不治的病，只有真神才能够医治他。我们可以做一个比喻，大麻风就好像我们生活中的罪一样，只有真神才可以救我们脱离罪的捆绑，不是到河里去清洗一下，而是接受神的独生子耶稣做我们的救主，让他的宝血洗净我们一切的不义。因为在约翰一书第一章那里告诉我们，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。就好像乃曼，他最后愿意谦卑来顺服神，因此他的大麻风得到医治。亲爱的朋友，你跟我同样需要在神面前谦卑，向神承认我们是罪人，需要一位救主。这就是耶稣说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。我们假如想到神的天国哪里去，我们必定需要谦卑在神面前来接受耶稣。 I'll do a brief summary in English. Thank you once again for your church to invite our choir to come and celebrate Christmas with you. We've just seen the story of Naaman. Naaman was a powerful and capable man because he was the army commander for the king of Syria. He was at the same time also a very proud man because he was used to giving out orders instead of following them. But Naaman had a problem because he had leprosy, and leprosy was a terrible and horrible disease. It can cause permanent damage to the person and cause the person to be disfigured. And Naaman was so desperate for healing that when he heard from a servant girl that a prophet in Israel could heal him of his leprosy, he immediately went to the king and made a request to travel to the nation of Israel, searching and seeking for this prophet. When he finally found the prophet Elisha, he was expecting that Elisha is going to perform a grand miracle to heal him of his leprosy. But when Elisha simply told him, go to the Jordan and wash yourself 7 times, you will be clean. How did Naaman react? He was furious. He was all ready to just pack up and go home. But his servant reminded him that you travel all this way. Why wouldn't you just give it a try? Thank God that Naaman was willing to swallow his pride and submit to God. As a result, not only his leprosy was cured, he got to experience the almighty power of God. And best of all, he came to know the true God, a God that not only was able to heal him of his leprosy, but more importantly, give him eternal life. Dear friends, yes, Naaman had leprosy, a terrible and horrible disease, and only the true God could heal him. But in a way, leprosy can represent the sins in our lives that only the true God can provide forgiveness, and only the true God can free us from the curse of sin. No, not by washing ourselves in any kind of river, but instead, only when we accept God's one and only Son, Jesus, to be our Lord and Savior, and allow his precious blood to cleanse and wash away all of our unrighteousness. That's why in the book of 1 John chapter 1, it says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Just as we saw in our skit, Naaman finally humbled himself and submit to God. Therefore, he was cured of his leprosy. Dear friends, you and I need to humble ourselves before God, admitting to him that we are sinners in need of a Savior. You might say, well, I'm a good person. I don't have sin. But the Bible says that this God, this true God, not only sees our actions, but he knows our thoughts. How many of us dare to say that we have never had an evil thought in our life? How many of us dare to say that we have not committed a sinful act in our lives? Because God says, even if we have hatred in our heart, we have committed murder in his eyes. How can we dare to say that we have no sin? But God says that he provides a Savior for us, so that through him, all of our sins and our unrighteousness can be cleansed. But we need to humble ourselves before him, because Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, where he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So if any one of us want to enter into God's kingdom, we must humble ourselves and accept Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. That's why also in the book of Isaiah chapter 1, it says that though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Dear friends, we can be claimed to be righteous before a holy God. It's not because of our own merits, but because of God's promise that if we confess our sins, he will forgive us. So I urge each and every one of us that this morning, especially during this Christmas season, thinking about the birth of Jesus, what does that mean? What does it mean to you? That I hope you be thinking about. Yes, the Savior of the world was born, but is he your Savior and Lord? Now we have some time to pray. Let's bow our head and let's pray.
请大家低头祷告。
Dear friends, you have seen the story of Naaman.
朋友们,弟兄们,您看到乃曼的故事。
You have seen how he was willing. Finally, when he humbled himself, he got to experience God's mercy and goodness.
你看到乃曼,他们愿意谦卑的时候,他们看到神的
And dear friends, it's the same with us. that if we are willing to humble ourselves, we get to experience God's mercy and forgiveness.
朋友们，你也可以，假如说谦卑你的自己的话，你也可以经历到神的怜悯和他的饶恕。
And God promised that one day we will spend eternity with Him in heaven.
神也答应我们，将来我们可以在天堂里面可以跟他一起的享受永生。
Do you want to receive this free gift from God this morning?
你愿意接受神给我们一个这样子的礼物吗？
If you do, will you raise your hand right where you are?
假如你愿意的话，请你举手。
Praise God, we have 2 or 3, 4. Praise God. Any more?
感谢主，两三位已经举手了。
Anyone else? Anyone else?
还有没有？
We'll give you one more chance. Anyone else that wants to accept Jesus and experience God's power of cleansing?
我们再给大家一个机会，就是假如说你愿意的话，你愿意感受、领受神给对你的饶恕跟你的怜悯的话，请你举手。
Anyone else?
有没有？
Praise God.
感谢主，感谢。
Praise God.
还有三位，感谢主。
Praise God.
感谢主。
Let's pray.
请大家祷告。
Dear God, we want to give you thanks.
主啊，我们要献下我们的感谢。
Because you are a good and loving God.
因为你是个爱我那个好的主。
You desire everyone, every person to come into repentance.
你愿意每一位都来到你的面前来求你的宽恕。
And experience your goodness and experience the forgiveness.
来到你的面前的时候可以经历到你的饶恕你的好处。
And we want to thank you that this salvation is not based on our own good deeds.
我们要感谢你，因为这个救恩不是因为我们所做的好事才能够成就的。
Because we can never do it perfectly.
因为我们不可能做得很完美的。
And this salvation, we thank God that it is based on your faithful promise.
我们感谢你，因为这个救恩是因为你的信息的恩典给我们的。
You promise that anyone willing to accept your Son as Lord and Savior, you will give that person eternal life.
你答应我们，只要我们愿意接受我们的主的话，你就给我们永生。
And we want to thank you this morning that quite a few have decided they want to receive this free gift from you.
我们感谢你，因为我们看到好几位的朋友愿意接受你。
We trust that you have recorded their name in the book of life.
我们感谢你，因为你在永生的生命册上将他们的名字写在上面。
And one day we will see them in heaven.
有一天我们在天上的时候，我们再看到他们。
We'll join together for all eternity to praise God.
我们在天上的时候，我永远的在天上一起来荣耀你。
And we want to thank you once again for today that you have given us this time of gathering.
我们再次感谢你，让我们今天能够聚在一起来敬拜你。
We want to give you all the praises and give you all the thanks.
我们将所有的荣耀赞美都归在你的名。
We thank you once again.
我们再次感谢你。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all.
谢谢。
Thank you. Alleluia, sing Alleluia, Alleluia, sing Alleluia, Alleluia.
Praise the Lord and sing unto His holy name. Alleluia, sing Alleluia, Alleluia. And all in the sinful sing a song of joy. Praise the Lord and let the earth and heaven sing.
Hallelujah, sing.